Welcome, welcome, welcome to the I Love My Body Diet Radio Show. So excited to have you on. It's Friday. It's Free Friday, and it's Food is a Gift Friday. That's what we do here on I Love My Body Diet in the Movement. We have different themes. So excited about today. Actually, really excited. And I was going to just do something. I'm kind of shifting things a little bit. We have a program that we started, and we actually started in July. I can't believe it's been that long. I was just looking at our group on Facebook. And we have this 30-day program that we developed for Food as a Gift. And we have not had it active. And I actually wanted to, for those of you that are on this show, I want to give that as a gift to you for being on the show and for today to celebrate Food as a Gift Friday. If you will send ilovemybodydiet@gmail.com, send an email to us letting us know what you liked, at least one thing that you really enjoyed about this call today. And then we will send you back that download of the program. So really excited about that. And I really think it's the bomb. We have it in a group where you get interaction and stuff, but the free, we'll just send it over to you today and let you get your hands on that. Super excited about that. Anyway, so hi, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How this works is, those of you that are new, when you want to share, push one. It prompts me to let me know that you want to share. And we would love for you to be hanging out. I don't know if Amber's on here, but Amber was on the Periscope saying she was going to be on. She loves to talk about this. I have listened to her Periscopes. And so if you want to hop on too in a few minutes, Amber, just push one so I know which one is your phone number and we can start talking. But this is what I wanted to, there's a few things I wanted to share. Now, this is the deal. I'm going to just tell you a quick backstory for me. I have been I'm going to use the word obsessed because I have been very involved in figuring out my relationship to food. And throughout my life, I have been a health nut. I've done major detoxes. I was playing tennis pretty seriously, so I was also doing some major stuff with my food in order to have the most muscle mass and all of that. I've done quite a few things with food. Anyway, lots of diets, tons of diets. Grew up with us, you know, food was a big deal. And it's something that we also use when we go in family environments. Food is the keystone, the cornerstone of what we do. I mean, that's just part of it. And so for me, now I'm 41 and taking kind of this different perception. The last couple years, after having my third baby, my metabolism slowed down, things started shifting, and I was really tired of being in the obsessed mood with food. I had this gut heart feeling that there was something that I needed to learn more about food and understand more. Now, another part of my background is I am a biofeedback practitioner. I'm an energy medicine practitioner, and I've been trained in energy medicine, understanding what it is. I also am an energy worker. So something I'm really focused on is energy and how energy works in the body, how it works on the outside of us. I'm very, very, very aware and can see the actual frequencies and vibrations of things. So that may sound kind of crazy, but I've been trained in this and been working on it day in and day out for years now. So for me to go into food as a gift and start seeing food a little bit different, understanding even the vibrations and the frequencies of food has been something that's just been this huge, beautiful epiphany this last year as we've stepped into food as a gift. I really believe that food, I really want to put this out there first. This call, this show is not to teach you what to eat. I want to make that clear. The show is not to teach you what to eat. It's just to give you, to see food with new eyes. That's all I'm doing today. That's all my intention is that you can see food with maybe a new perception that you hadn't had before, or maybe you have that perception, but we're going to add to it, and maybe you can add to our understanding of what we've been seeing with food. So that's really the main intention of this call. And I think that sometimes, because the world out there is telling us what to think, feel, and do with food. And this can go, there's so many layers to this, right? But I'm actually, Amber, I think this is you. I'm going to pop you on right now and we'll get into the conversation. I have a few things to share. Hi, Amber. I'm glad you're on. Hello. Hello. You might be on mute. Or is this Amber? I'm assuming. Your phone number looks like it's over there. Hello. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I put you on mute. Just so.
I know.
When you were talking, I didn't know if it automatically muted. Sorry. It's me. Hi.
Don't even be sorry. Hi. It's so fun to talk to you.
Absolutely, that's what I was saying before, you know, total blonde moment. I didn't realize I was still on mute, and I was like, oh, it's so nice to actually hear your voice and not only talk to your face.
I mean, I
love seeing your beautiful face on Periscope, but this is cool.
I know. We've talked to each other. We just talked to one another's faces on Periscope. I love Periscope, by the way. Huge Periscope fans over here, so you guys get on Periscope if you aren't on there yet because you're missing out.
Absolutely.
So, Amber, I want, one of the things So when you think of food as a gift, and I know that you have a lot probably to share around food and your experiences and your thoughts and feelings around food, but I'm curious, when you hear even food as a gift, what do you think of, or what comes to your mind? What's going on with that for you?
Well, I think food is absolutely a gift in so many different ways. I mean, you can really look at it from many different perspectives. If you want to go from the humanitarian perspective, you know, we're really lucky to live where we live and have access to the food that
mm-hmm.
we do, considering, you know, there's places around the world where children, people are starving and don't even have clean water. So there's that. So there's the ultimate gift of just food in general. And then for me, to my body, I view food as, and it's so cliche, but as fuel, really. And I get so excited around what food can do for my body and what it has done for my body, how it's helped me heal. So food for me is a major gift.
I love that. You know, you made something come to my mind when you were talking about that, just the humanitarian part of it. I lived in Romania for a year and a half. And in Romania, there was a lot of very, very poor people. And there were also a lot of people living on the streets. And so for me, we would go in, and we were missionaries, and so we would go into people's homes, and they always wanted to feed us. It was like a huge thing in Romania. It was a gift they gave us to feed us. And a lot of people didn't have very much money, and so they would create these beautiful meals, or some would just give us what they had, which were like pig ears or like stuff that, I mean, literally I almost vomited many times because it's just not what I was used to, right? But the thing that I learned over there is, and this is another thing that was really important, I think, for me, and maybe why I was able to really step into this program and develop it and stuff, was and with help of Maria Olson, who also helped develop it. But the beauty of going there and experiencing that is I had people not talk to me because I wouldn't eat their food. And I know that that sounds, well, don't worry about them, who cares about them. But the point is, when you go to somebody else's country, you go into somebody else's home, and you say, no, I can't eat that because of this, this, and this. I was actually had a parasite and was throwing up so I was sick all the time. And so for me, I had a very legit reason to not eat people's food. But what I did was, with this experience that I had, I had to shift. I actually prayed a lot to understand what to do. And I had to shift and go, okay, what really is important here? For me personally, what was the most important thing for me? And I realized that to go into somebody's home and be in total gratitude for what, I could get very emotional about it when I think about that, those situations, and go into their home and say, okay, I am going to just be grateful for what this person is offering me, that they are giving me, with the little amount that they have, they're giving it to me, some stranger. And so for me, it shifted my perception even in those moments. And what's interesting is the last 2 months of my mission, through food, through my own inspiration of knowing to get beets and spinach, and I ate that every single morning, this throwing up went away. So I was able to actually eat people's food with more joy as I stepped into more gratitude. And I really believe that perception change of being in gratitude for these beautiful people and what they were offering me helped me get to this point of being inspired to know what to use, how to use food, so that I could be in this space to accept this food from people, even food that I normally wouldn't eat. And then when I came home, I started throwing up again. but the point is, I really learned that in that experience, you know, that And I have a whole thing about that, about just appreciating when people are offering you things. But I mean, there's so much to this, right? Of the psyche and stuff that goes on with food. And I don't know if
there's so much that goes on with food.
It really does.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because my husband went to Japan, and their culture is very centered around their food. A lot of different cultures are centered around food.
Right.
And he was instructed that he had, no matter what they put in front of him, he had to eat it.
Wow.
He said they put some fish eyes, whatever, because eating it, like you said, it's a disrespectful thing. So that's a very interesting tip for people who are traveling or doing missionary work or whatever else. I never have thought about it like that per se. So thank you for that.
Well, and the point is, I mean, the parasite was because of the food there. My body had gotten infected basically by this parasite, and I went and got a lot of work done and was trying to go to the doctors and do stuff there, but they were going to actually take me out of Romania if I had to go to Germany to really get fixed. And I had to make a really conscious decision of what I was going to do, and it was all around food. It was all around food. And it's interesting, because before that, I was very obsessed with food. I was going through diets all the time. I was doing so much. And here I had this beautiful experience on my mission around food, to be able to sit and go, okay, what is most important to me? And that's really what I wanted to get to. One of the main things that I want to talk about today, and this is the first thing, is, you know, really life, what are we wanting in life? And I believe, and also something that I've talked a lot about with Beth Banning, who's been on here, and Neil Gibson, who's her husband, they actually have, they teach that we are only wanting to experience specific things in life, experience life in every moment of everything that we're choosing. We're wanting to experience something. And so I really wanted to bring in that word experience, like, to what are we experiencing around food, and are we consciously choosing what we are experiencing with food, if that makes sense. Like, even not just what we're putting in our mouths, but even how we're seeing other people, what is it that we're wanting to experience? So for me personally, I wanted to respect, and sounds like your husband too, was asked to do that experience of respect, respecting others and appreciating what they're giving us. And so again, gratitude and respect. Those were the experiences I was wanting to have. And I also wanted to have connection. I noticed that the food brought connection to the Romanian people. So when we stepped into their home and they offered us food, right away they were open. Right away they would allow us just to be friends. So for me, I was wanting to experience that more than I was caring about if I was throwing up or if I was having to eat pig ears. Do you know what I mean? It was like this whole shift.
Well, God bless you, sister.
Well, right? I mean, so for you, Amber, being that you're on right now, if anybody else wants to share too and you want to hop on, just push one. But what are you wanting to experience with I guess the better question is, what experiences are food bringing to you? What are you learning maybe about yourself?
Well, so you brought up a really great point earlier that I want to just address really quick when you're talking about, you know, even if it's pig ears and just kind of being in gratitude for the food. So there have been – I'm at a place in my life now, you know, where I'm extremely grateful. I am able to eat, you know, almost 100% organic, and all of my meats are grass-fed. But there was a time in my life, you know, I was homeless at one point, twice actually, and on government assistance. That I had to make, you know, produce from the 99-cent store work, and I couldn't afford to eat like I eat now. And so what I did back then, because I've always been really health conscious like you, Jen, you know, just kind of a health nut and always obsessed with it. But again, sometimes I wasn't able to have what I wanted. So when I would eat a meal that I knew was maybe, you know, conventional or was GMO or processed or whatever, even if it was top ramen, I would just have to thank it for, you know, feeding it, and then bless the food, and then release the guilt. Because for me, you know, when I knowingly eat something that I know is going, could physiologically have a negative effect on my body, I just kind of do this bless and release thing. Like, you know what? It's okay. At least you have the food. So
Well, I love that you shared that, because that's actually a big part of what the Food as a Gift program is. It's about we actually ask people to do that, and we attach a value, so a specific value, whatever that might be. For instance, I'll share, like, crackers. On one of the days, crackers is the food that you're to eat. And again, we ask people, you know, maybe substitute crackers for something else if you really can't do crackers, or something in you is just saying, I can't do this. But the word is create. And so I love what you just said, because we do, you know, when you do bless the food, this is what's amazing. If you really set and let yourself attach a value to a food like this, let's say, for instance, crackers, and you're eating the crackers and you're thinking create. Now, one of the things we do, too, is we put the definition of that value. So, for instance, create is to produce, to bring into being from nothing, to cause to exist, to make or form by investing in with a new character. So there's these different pieces of this definition of create. So as what we do in the program, what we were doing in the program, what I was experimenting with Maria, she was here at my house in California for a while, and we were working on this for like a week, and we were eating certain foods. We actually sat a bunch of foods in front of us, and we experienced these values with these foods, and we would just sit and listen, and we'd say the definition, and then we would sit and listen and feel the feelings, and then allow the thoughts and the anything that was coming up around that food. And what was interesting, like you said, is when you, it's really amazing, you guys, I'm serious, when you just start experimenting with this, kind of what you're talking about, it's allowing this value and thinking about creating while you're eating a cracker, it really does start shifting. For instance, for me, when I've been doing this, is I did something with licorice, and I can't remember what the word was right now, but we ate licorice, and there was a word attached, and all of a sudden, and I don't like licorice, and I'm not really a super sweet person, like I can eat sweets, but it's not my favorite. And so I was eating this licorice, and I took a bite, and I'm like, but then as I'm even tasting the flavors of this licorice and letting go of my judgments of the licorice and put that word in it, and I started eating, literally like thinking about that word as I was thinking of it in my, and putting it in my food, as I'd swallow it, this is what started happening. As I let go of the judgments, I started thinking about, and I'm going to get emotional too, because this stuff makes me really emotional. I started thinking about, where did this licorice come from? Okay, it came from a plant. Okay, who's working at the plant? And then I start thinking about those people that were working in the plant that were making maybe 10, 15, whatever they're making an hour. And I pictured these people going home to their families, and that they had money because of this licorice, because of that plant, that they were able to feed their family, able to take care of their family. They had peace of mind that they were able to work in this factory. And all of a sudden, I had a completely different perspective and completely different relationship with that licorice. Now, did I want to eat anymore? No. I actually didn't feel like eating, and there was no more judgment. There was no more, ugh, I don't like this licorice. There's no more of that crap, right, inside of my head. No more negative emotion attached. I literally put the licorice to the side and said, thank you, God. Thank you, licorice, for giving me this experience to know really how to, you know, feel good about this licorice. So to me, this is the kind of stuff that starts happening when you really start looking at food with different eyes. It doesn't mean that you have to eat that food all the time, but to start having peace with our food, start feeling peaceful about food instead of fighting it all the time. When we started doing this and we really delving into this, you guys, we didn't realize how much not only we were fighting food, but others, as we started seeing people doing these things, how much people fight food against food. Any thoughts on that, Amber?
Oh my
gosh. Doing exactly that with your top
yeah, absolutely. I work with this every single day. I work with it inside my house. My husband has, I would say, a negative relationship with food. excuse me, I have many clients who have negative relationships with food. And it's interesting because I can't say that I've had necessarily that relationship with food. I've always valued and honored food and its amazing healing properties and everything else. But it's such a pain point for so many people. And I agree with you, Jen, if we can just help people make that shift. And it's interesting that you're even bringing this up, because I don't know exactly what program you've created. Now, of course, I want to know all about it. But I went to a retreat for 24 hours this weekend, just me, myself, and I. I needed that time away from the kids. Went to this beautiful retreat center, and my best friend met me there, and we were talking about, you know, doing a retreat there within the next year, and we're kind of mapping it out, and I said, I really want to do mindful eating. I want to do a segment on that. And she's like, absolutely. And so, you know, again, once again, you and I are still in alignment, because I think often people, no matter what it is, so whether it's a hamburger from the drive-thru at McDonald's or you're sitting down to this beautiful, robust salad, so many people just eat. They don't take the time to be mindful about the fact that they're nourishing their body or, you know, and so what you're saying, I think, is that you've created this program where they not only become mindful, but they start placing intentions in the food. And you're right, our mind can often trump our body. So this is very interesting. I'm loving it, actually.
Well, and I love that you just shared that. We went to a retreat in Sedona, and one of the things I noticed, we were in a group with a friend who put it on, and but I was watching when we went to the cafeteria, and of course it was just beautiful food, and I would watch people in the cafeteria, and they were sitting there and eating every bite and just like closing their eyes and feeling, you could tell, and the peace that was coming from those areas of the cafeteria where people were doing that was amazing. And so I, you know, when you say mindfulness, I think that's exactly what we're talking about, because again, that there are going to be times, like, for instance, I can't tell you how many times I thought, I mean, think of those people. And again, I've seen and interacted many times with people that literally only have potatoes. That's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
absolutely,
those people are happy that they have potatoes, and they're functioning decently well on potatoes. I mean, their bodies even are functioning well. So my theory is, because of my background with energetic medicine, is here you have this opportunity to look at this food. Okay, say you have, let's say, a potato, okay? And say that potato has all the crap in it, the pesticides, which, you know, I mean, anything pretty much nowadays has that. But you have this potato. It has all these negative properties to it. And then you decide, and this is going really deep into this stuff, but I'm just saying, you have this thing, and now you put a value to it. Say you put love, the energy of love, which we know, even as you do the water experiments and stuff, hate, love, it actually does form different makeup, different molecular makeup. So you say you do that and you're thinking love as you're eating that potato, and you're eating it with love, literally. Now, this is a deal. In our mouths, when I would do this, when I was working with people, we have the either water, whatever it is, as a conduit for the frequencies of whatever it is we're giving to people. So you would put these frequencies from the machine into this water, makeup, whatever it is, and it would, you put it under your tongue. Now, under your tongue is where what's the word I'm looking for? Not soaks in, that's kind of a plain word, but it actually absorbs. And now your brain, it goes to your brain. Your brain now is signaling these frequencies, and that's how your body starts coming into balance. This I started doing that because I was sick myself and had a lot of headaches and stuff, and I started going to a woman, and it was having miraculous things for me. It was happening for me. So I ended up training in it, investing in the machine and doing that. But the point is that as you do that, so I started thinking about this as I got deeper into this food as a gift. I have this like epiphany. What if really, really, if we allowed ourselves to become mindful of no matter what we have in our hand? Now, I know that things are, it might be a little bit harder. So for instance, if you have an organic piece of lettuce that already is super high frequency and then you put love in it, right? That vibration is probably just going to be off the charts. So if you put something that's heavier, has more of a negative kind of frequency, and you put love into it, it may lift it a couple, you know, degrees. Let's just say that. And when you're eating that, so it's not going to affect your body the same as if you just ate it and had all this crap, like, I hate this food. I can't believe I have to eat this food. This food's horrible. I don't like potatoes. They're disgusting. They have all this stuff in it. If you're thinking that stuff, what's really going into your body then at that point? You know, how are we actually affecting the food more by the crap we're saying about the food? I mean, this again.
I'm going to have to say yes. And you know, what a food addict, because I'm married to one. You know, on my aunt is one, and I work with many. They will say, you know, in that moment when they're grabbing and they're reaching for the comfort food and they know that it's bad for them, they have that euphoria for, you know, a split second while they're eating the food. And then as soon as they're done, then they're racked with guilt and shame. And so even if the nutritional content was already low, by then putting the guilt and shame and everything else on top of it, they're just doing a doozy on their body. I completely
mm-hmm.
agree with you.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, this is the deal. So this is the great part of it. This is what we were experimenting with and have been. And I know a lot of people in our program, the leaders and stuff, have been experimenting with this. So the thing is so for instance, just what you shared, when the key here is to start, and this is one of the main tips, the key here is to start identifying why you're wanting to eat that food. Okay, so for instance, and this is where we go into what am I wanting? What am I wanting to experience? So for instance, if somebody is ready to eat a big old hamburger right there, right now, you know, and they're having all these negative thoughts and they're like, but they're looking for this. Maybe they're looking for daring. Maybe they're looking for this like danger, right? They're looking for that word, that value of danger.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to put that in. Now if they just push everything away and shame themselves and do like you're talking about, that they're not going to be able to identify why they're eating that food. And we can start identifying why we're eating certain foods if we look at and love ourselves right in those moments and say, okay, what value am I wanting to experience here? Is it danger? Is it connection? Okay, am I wanting to connect right now and that's why I'm eating this food? So what we do and what I talk about is start shifting right then in that moment. If you recognize that connection's the word that you're, the value, the experience you're wanting to have, what you do is instead of pushing that food and eating it, but pushing away at the same time hating it, you actually decide, okay, connection. I'm going to start thinking about connection. Now, people might freak out and say, well, now they're going to be connected to that food and they're going to want it more. The reality is, and this is what I've experienced and others have, when you start putting a pot and you start really consciously identifying what you are wanting to experience with that food, what happens is the food starts shifting, your desire for the food starts shifting, and you actually start going, okay, I want connection, and you start focusing on connection, not the food, right? So then you might connect. So the food might, oh, well, I don't really, maybe I'll take 2 bites of this hamburger. I'm going to set it down. I'm going to go connect with my spouse. I'm going to go connect with my kids. I'm going to go do this. And all of a sudden, it naturally starts happening. This is the craziest part. It really does. If you're consciously doing this.
I agree. And I think this is definitely the work that you're doing here, you're talking about, needs to be, there needs to be more of it brought to the masses, for sure. For me, you know, and then I can introduce it to my husband. He's my toughest client. He doesn't want to listen to me because I'm his wife. But I think
I hear you, girl.
I think that hearing this from a different perspective, I don't know if you have a recording of this or something I can give to him, might really help him, because I agree with you. I think that's mm-hmm. a beautiful, I don't know if tactic's the right word, but beautiful approach.
Well, and this is the deal, and I can say this because of my background, and I'm saying this because I've watched what happens when you put the frequency of love in water and ingest it. And then people can be eating whatever they are that day, and that just by ingesting that frequency of love, that frequency of joy, that frequency of excitement, whatever it is that you put in those drops, I call them happy drops, that's what I usually call them, but you put that in the drops and you're ingesting that, it shifts. There is such a dramatic shift for a lot of people when you start actually ingesting these frequencies, and they don't even know a lot of times what's in it. I don't tell them necessarily what's in there because I'm putting a bunch of stuff in there. So the point is here you are doing this. Your body naturally starts responding, and they can prove this scientifically that those frequencies, so your body doesn't – see, this is the thing too. Your body only knows what it can see. It can have a counterfeit. And it believes that that's real if it's a certain frequency, if that makes sense. So you don't even have to have the real thing to be able to have your body respond as if it's the real thing. So, and we can go into a lot of detail about that. And I'm not a scientist, and I'm not an expert as far as that kind of thing goes. But I will say my experiences over the last 20 years with this, I have seen results over and over and over again. That's why I do believe that I can say that this does work. When you do this, you start living from a value-based life space and experiencing that instead of fear-based. How can your body not respond healthy to that? How can your body not? Of course it's going to respond.
It's interesting I'm constantly shifting my mindset around so many other things, always, you know, whether it's money, whether it's, it doesn't matter. I will always find a way to shift my mind, whether that's reading an inspirational book, turning on a TED Talk, whatever it is, to get into a different energy, to get into a different vibration. But even though, you know, mindful eating is something that I'd want to teach, because I'm eating this high vibration food, like you said, I'm not necessarily, I'm not practicing it as much as I could or I should. And I'm so inspired listening to you and really going to commit from this point forward to do it as much as I can of really eating with eating with intention.
Eating with
is
intention.
What I'm hearing.
And you know, you are getting a free workbook, because that's what I'm giving as a gift today. So I'm going to send that through your email so you'll have it. At least you'll be able to see the 30 days broken out. It's super simple. But the point is, you could even try that, put it out there. But this is the thing too, and I actually just popped somebody on, and I'll take you in 1 second, but I want everybody to also understand this. You can eat the most organic, most powerful, most high frequency, let's say cucumber, right? We know it's super alkaline, super high frequency, okay? You eat that. But if your energy, your thoughts, your emotions are negative, your belief system is intact of negative thinking, whatever it is, you put that food in your body, that can actually, it can almost trump that food. So that food isn't even giving you the nutrients, the frequency, that high level of energy that you're going to need. It's not even going to give you that. So you see all these, I mean, how many people are sick, right? Still having a lot of issues. And I'm not saying that you can be sick. I think that sickness is, there's a lot of different reasons people are sick. So I can't say it's for one reason, but I will say that we need to look at this stuff. You know, we may be eating super amazing, but there's probably a lot of other stuff going on inside. That's why, of course, we need to work on our emotional state. And like you said, our mindset. So the combination of all those things, powerful, right? So, so powerful. We have somebody who, hello, I don't know if you saw that I popped you on, 208 number.
Yeah, this is Franny. How are you?
Franny, I love you, Franny. I'm great. How are you? Thanks for coming
on. I'm great. I know, I love this topic. It's one of my favorites to talk about. And I agree completely with both of you, what you said, and you said a lot of things that I wanted to say. But I would just... tell everyone, don't hesitate to add God to your food, because God made everything with a perfect blueprint. And like, I just think of an apple. And even if that apple is a GMO apple, if you pray to God and that's the only thing that you have, he will put it back to its original blueprint the way he intended it to be. So you can eat that apple and be nourished.
I love that, Franny. What a beautiful one.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the blessing, like Amber was talking about, blessing our food. I know that's something, it's interesting. We've been taught that, I know, in our church, to bless your food. Franny, I just almost popped you off. And so here we are, you know, being taught this, and I knew that it was good, but until this last year did I really get why we were asked to bless our food. And I think it's exactly what you're talking about. Even if you don't believe in God, but to bless, and again, be in gratitude, like Amber said, of your food, what really happens in that moment? What kind of power do we just tap into with our food? I mean, it's really amazing when you think about it. But then you go to another, like the next level, and even consciously allow yourself to eat that food for a time while you get in the habit. Because, again, it's a habit. So, you know, we can, in my opinion, that's why you need to do it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You create habits. So as you start really eating consciously, mindfully, as Amber was just talking, as we do that, we do start creating habits where we don't even necessarily have to think about it as much. It just starts happening. Our bodies respond that way to it as we continue to bless it and continue to, you know, eat that way. Thank you, Franny, for sharing that. I love that. Let's have one more caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Megan.
You are on. Hey, Megan. Hi.
Good. I was thinking about this, and I was kind of wondering, we probably put energy when we cook our food. So when other people cook our food, can we cancel out whatever they're doing by, like, I don't know, by having that value word? Or does that make sense?
Well, that's, I think, yeah, yeah. And that, I think that's the point. Again, it goes back to even, for instance, Amber's husband going to Japan and me going to Romania. I think, you know, when we're, it's about what we're wanting to experience. So again, it's not the focus on the food as much when you're in that situation. You can actually go and focus on what am I wanting to experience right now? Do I want to be in gratitude for the work that that person put into that food, or what is that food doing for me right now? Again, finding that value. So I'm not going to, because I can't say for sure. I can't say, I don't want to claim that I know 100% of me knows. Well, because we can't, I don't know if we can prove that right now. But my take on it, my belief is, in all the years of working with this stuff, is that of course we can shift what's going on with that food if we choose a value to attach it to, or choose the experience we want to have. Again, not living out of the fear, but living out of the value. Does that make sense? Do you have any?
Yeah. No, not really.
And you know what? Test it out. Test it out, Megan.
Yeah.
This is the key. Test it out. Like, see what happens. And that's what we did. We tested these things out, and it was amazing what was happening. I mean, it was the thing. And I haven't been doing it really a lot lately. But I even tested on an energy drink. I was at the store one day as I was doing all these tests, and I was at the store and I'm like looking at this energy drink. I'm like, because I love the taste of Diet Rockstar. And so I was like,
yeah.
And I don't drink it very often. I was like, I'm going to get this Diet Rockstar and I'm just going to test out what this is like. It was amazing. I asked the Diet Rockstar and asked my body, what value have I been looking for in this Diet Rockstar? And I can't remember what it was right now, but it was something that really took me by surprise. And I was like, no wonder I'm drinking this, wanting these rock stars at times. So again, now all of a sudden my body just told me. So I really, now I can look at the rock star and go, okay, I'm wanting this. So do I want to take that rock star or do I want to do something else in that way, right? So I get to have a choice. It just gives me more choices. Amber,
you.
Did you have any, thank you, Megan. Thank you. Amber, did you have anything to add to that? And we will end this call. And I do want to have you share what you're doing and some of your website too, because I think what you're doing is awesome. So, but did you have anything to end with?
I'm a work in progress right now, aren't we all?
Yeah, we all.
I'm loving the conversation. I think it's a great one to have. I think it's one more people need to have. Interesting that you say, you know, Diet Rockstar and it's giving you choices and reprogramming. I mean, when you look at it like that, because I am one who will absolutely, for the most part, deprive myself of certain things because I'm like, no, you know, that's not good for you, Amber. But once in a while, like, I love jalapeno cheeseburgers, okay? I love them. And I'm not, I don't eat gluten, but once in a while, I want to have that cheeseburger. So from now on, again, ask myself why, because I don't know. I'll have to kind of revel in that. But just be okay with it and just bless it and be in gratitude and eat it with love or the intention of whatever. I don't know. But I'm really going to implement this in my life, and I want to say thank you, Jen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I have to say, just to end, two things. One is, you guys, we don't know what's going to happen with the world. We don't know. We hope that things will get better with the food, with all, I mean, we know that our soil's being, you know, there's so much, the nutrients are taken out as well. Again, going to Romania and seeing their soil and then seeing ours. Ours is like, their soil is the bomb. It's amazing. And you can taste the difference in their vegetables and fruits and stuff. But the point is, you know, what's going to happen here? We don't know. What if literally the things that we want that are organic and chopped full of nutrients are going to be $20 instead of $3 right now? What if we get to a point where literally we are going to have to maybe eat top ramen sometimes more often than we want? Or you get what I'm saying? So there's going to be time. We don't know what's going to happen. The point is, if we prevent that right now, and that's what I feel like why this is happening, why people are getting more conscious right now about this stuff. I really believe that's why. Because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We have power. Powered if we start seeing food differently, and then we can also still have it used to our advantage, not our disadvantage. It won't become this thing that's hurting us. It will become a thing that we can use to empower us. And to me, that is the most important thing, that I can use food to empower me, to give me the experiences I want so I can still progress, still have an awesome life, have peace, have joy, right? And experience these things that I really want to experience, connection with other people, all this stuff. I also want to let you guys know, please email ilovemybodydiet@gmail.com. Email me, tell us one thing that you liked about this call, and then I'm going to send you the 30-day free, or the workbook, Food is a Gift, and you guys will get that. And then I want to hear how it goes. We have the I Love My Body Diet movement page that's free for people that you can hop on, and I want to hear, share what's going on, and then maybe even say, hey, I need some help with this. What do you think about this? This is what I'm experiencing right now. Because really, we want people to have better experiences. So, and I want to know, Amber, tell us, is there somewhere to reach you? Do you have a website, something that's going on that we can, what you're doing? Because I know you're doing some really cool stuff, too.
Sure. Well, actually, I'm launching my website in January. Right now, I have a blog you can access, which is really just the behind the scenes of me and my life, and it's theyogapantsceo.com. It's Raising Two Generations, Building an Empire in Yoga Pants. But I have some amazing programs that are going to be launching in 2016 based around really self-love, loving yourself enough to live a life that is boundless, bold, and beautiful, loving your body, pretty much in alignment with what you're doing, but just really excited about really helping people tap into what I'm calling their self-love rebel, letting who they truly are come out and play in the world in a big way, in a little way, whatever way they choose, but really just to show up in authenticity and live in and on purpose, loving and living
love
out
it.
Loud type of thing. So I'm on Periscope for sure at Yoga Pants CEO.
Yeah,
and Twitter at Yoga Pants CEO. I'm usually on Facebook, but right now I'm on a Facebook sabbatical because I'm trying to finish my book, which is The Divinity Diet. So this is where you and I have this amazing connection. And my acronym for diet is Divinely Inspired Empowered Transformation. And it's all about tuning into your own divinity to, you know, create your life the way that you desire.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. So excited for all you're doing, Amber. Thanks for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for coming on again. Please email and get that. I mean, we usually have been, I don't remember what we were doing for the beta, but we usually charge $100-something for that program. So, you know what? Get that free workbook. Test it out. Get on our I Love My Body Diet, the movement. Look for ILMD. What is it? I always do that. I Love My Body Diet, you know. And then the movement. And get on there. We'll add you in. And you can start working this for men and women, just so you guys know. It's not just for women, that group. So, yeah, hop on there. And we would love, love, love to see you. Thank you so much for getting on. You guys, food is a gift. If you want to do any posts on Facebook, put hashtag, what were we doing? Hashtag, you can put food, I don't remember what we were doing. I gotta get this organized. But anyway, we'll let you know. You can look up my Facebook page and find out. I'll have it all on there. You guys are awesome. I wanted to find a song to play, but it is just not happening. So we're just going to end. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, everyone, for being on. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, love yourself, love your body, and you are worth it. You are worth it. Okay,
thank
everyone.
You,
bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Amber. Bye, you guys.